Praise God. I'll tell you right now, we started this morning at 6:30, and it's getting sweeter and sweeter and better and better. Amen. We had awesome singing this morning. I want you to open your Bibles to an Old Testament passage, the book of Job. Job, if you will, please. I'm going to read a verse here. Bring a message, and we'll still have some more singing. I believe God will bless you even further with the music before the day is over as well. But in the book of Job, we'll share announcements and some of the things. My heart's overwhelmed with the drama and all the participants and what God did. We'll share a little bit of that. To all our friends in the internet radio audience, greetings, and we're glad you're part of the service from Benson Grove Baptist Church. I know that we've got about 18 online this morning and on the internet around the world. We're glad that you're listening. Hope maybe that Jesse and Barbara are listening, and he's making good progress. Had a lung transplant and had a problem with his heart, got out of rhythm. They got that back in rhythm. I got a text on last night, and she said, fixing to go for a walk. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? Let's just praise the Lord for what God's done. Amen. And we are praying for them. And Miss Brenda's here. We're going to have special prayer for her in just a few minutes. But let me share with you this morning briefly from the Word of God. Job chapter number 19. I call your attention, please. I would read this whole passage, but I'm going to begin with verse 23. Job number 19. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were penned in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. Every time I read that, I think about the fact that thank God God answered that prayer. Here's his words right here in this book. The preceding verses, Job's talked about all the problems he's going through. And of course, you know the problems, and they were not just your average day, everyday problems. In chapter 1, he lost all of his livelihood, all of his stock. All of his children died, every one of them, in one day. God allowed Satan to touch his body, and from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, he was one sore. Lost everything. Lost his family, except for his wife. Lost his livelihood. Lost his health. And now he comes down to this statement. In spite of all of that, here's what he said. Look at verse 23. He said this, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the last day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me." I lift out of the text this morning the theme kind of the rescue of Ruth and of that's on my heart this morning. Look at verse number 25. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. If you know that, say amen. Amen. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I pray now the Holy Spirit of God would make real to the hearts of God's people and to those who do not know you as Savior and Lord, the truth of this wonderful passage of Scripture. I pray, Lord Jesus, that right now, God, you would deal with hearts. God, I pray you'd draw them by your grace and that every man, woman, boy, and girl in the sound of my voice here in the building and in the internet audience and in the radio audience would know that their Redeemer lives. I pray, our Father, that now the Holy Spirit of God will help me do that that no man can do, convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and save for Jesus' sake. And I'll thank you and praise you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I want you to notice in the first place, that's a very positive statement. I know. You don't have to hope so, wish so, maybe so. You can know. These things have I written unto you that you might know that ye have eternal life. Thank God. I'm glad I know that my Redeemer lives. I know he lives from the Word of God. This is the Bible. It's the Word of God. The Bible said, let God be true and every man a liar. And the Bible declares that Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem of a virgin, that he lived a sinless life, that he died a sacrificial death on the cross, that he was buried and rose again the third day. And I believe the Bible. I believe the Word of God. I know from the Scriptures that Jesus Christ, my Redeemer, is alive. You know that? Say amen. Amen. I thank God that he's alive. I know that from what the Bible says. I know that from the testimony of others. I've got a lot of friends and had a lot of friends over the years, and I saw a marked change in their life. I watched them as they knew Christ, as they were born again and saved. Their lives were different. They had a peace. They had a joy. They didn't have to yield all the things they used to yield to. That mean they're perfect. But I saw their lives, and I've listened to their testimonies, and I can say I know that he's alive because of the testimonies of others. And that's a wonderful thing. But I want to tell you this morning, I know he lives because he lives inside of my heart. Amen. Amen. I know he's real. You say, Brother Billy, don't you know intellectuals don't believe that anymore? I'm sorry. I still believe it. Amen. Don't you know that there are people who are critical of the Bible and they say it's a bunch of fables and fairy tales and it's not real and there are a lot of different ways? Don't you? Hey, you're too late. Thank God I met him years ago in a little cotton mill town called Roanoke Rapids, and he changed my life, and he's never left me since then. Thank God I know he's real, and I know my Redeemer lives because he lives inside of me. Amen. I want you to notice not only is this a positive statement, I know, but it is, in fact, a personal statement. I know that my Redeemer liveth. It's not enough for you to believe in Jesus. It's not enough for you to believe that he lived and died, was buried, and he's alive now. You can say, Brother Billy, I believe the Bible from the cover to cover. My grandma believed the Bible. My mama believed the Bible. My daddy believed the Bible. I believe the Bible. Did you know that you could believe the Bible and die and go to hell?
That's right.
You could be in hell today just sure as I'm standing here and believe everything in that book. But you say, Brother Billy, if I believe the Bible, don't I get to go to heaven? No. Because the Bible, you know what the Bible says about the devil? It said he believes and he trembles. And most of you say, I believe it, but you don't ever tremble. You believe there's a heaven, you believe there's a hell, you believe Jesus died, but you don't ever come to a reality that you're lost and on your way to hell. There's never been a time when you wept yourself to sleep at night for fear that you'd be in hell. You've never stood in the presence of the Holy God and trembled, but Satan has. He believed and he trembles, but he'll be in hell for all eternity. For all eternity. You say, well, Brother Billy, what do you mean if I believe the Bible and I believe there's a Jesus? Because you can believe in him and not be saved. You say, how is that? Because you believe in his personal existence. You believe he was a historical character. But it's your receiving him as your Redeemer that makes the difference. He must become personal to you. There must be a time when you're born again, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. And you know that you've been changed. Now, some people say you need to know the day and hour. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't remember days and hours from a few weeks ago. I can remember the experience. And more than that, I know this. I know he's alive in my heart right now. I know I've been saved. I know heaven's my home. It's a personal thing to me. I know he loved me, and he died for me, and he did for you. And this statement of Job is not only a very positive statement, but it is a personal statement. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And that word Redeemer indicates there must be some sort of purchase involved. Because you see, a Redeemer really means someone who buys back. In the drama, as Brother Danny explained to the boys and girls, and as Naomi explained to Ruth, a Redeemer is somebody who can buy back everything we've lost due to our bad choices, because of our sin. And I'll tell you something, everything you lost, there's somebody who can redeem you and can redeem everything that you lost. And that was his purpose in coming. He said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. I've come to give my life a ransom. And there is a purchase involved here. And that is because he's the Redeemer, he was able to pay our sin debt and purchase back for us everything that belonged to that we had in the beginning and God intended for us to have. You see, the Bible says this, he did not redeem us with silver and gold. What does it cost? What is it worth? Why, you say, Brother Billy, how much do you think a person's worth? Well, let me ask you. I saw a while ago Miss Trudy holding her grandbaby. I saw some other babies back in here a while ago. Ask that mom and daddy how much they're worth. What would they sell that baby for? How much is that baby's life worth? Why, you say it's invaluable. I wouldn't take $1 million for them. And tragic, there are some who would. But I'm talking about those who know the Lord particularly. The value of a child is worth more than you could ever imagine. But how much are you worth? What did it cost him to redeem you? Did he redeem you? The Bible said he didn't redeem you with silver and gold. You know what the Bible said? The Bible says the earth of the Lord and the fullness thereof. Do you know that all the gold is his? All the silver is his? And if a person could purchase salvation, he owns it all. And he could have given all of his own creation to redeem us. But that wouldn't pay the price because of the value of that one soul, the value of your soul. And how much are you worth to him? The Bible said he didn't redeem us with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of his son. It's hard for me to imagine that Jesus Christ would be willing to die for me and that God would be willing to give his own son for me. It cost God his sinless, perfect son to redeem wicked, fallen people like me. As a purchase involved, he gave his life blood for us to be born again by the grace of God. Oh, listen, Job said, I know. It's a positive thing. I know he's alive. And it's a personal thing. He is my redeemer. I have been bought with a price. He redeemed me. And you ought to be able to say this morning beyond any shadow of a doubt, I know that I know that I know I'm saved. I know my redeemer lives. I'm knowing going to heaven because he's paid that sin debt for you. But you must receive that. You must accept that free gift of salvation that he offers to you in the person of his dear son. And Job knew that. He knew him. He knew that his redeemer was alive. And he said this, not only is he my redeemer, not only is it personal to me, but he's made me a promise. He said, though the skin worms devour this flesh, yet I'll see him. I'll stand again. I want you to know, my dear friend, there is in that one little statement, great Bible prophecy. It is a promise of a resurrection. That Redeemer's alive. He's alive now. And his name is Jesus. He died on that cross. He was buried and he rose again. He's alive now. But because he lives, the promise is that you're going to live also if you know him. You're going to have a brand new body like in his glorious body. No way in the world this world can defeat me and you. Nothing they can do. If you're saved, thank God he's already got it promised to you that you're going to live forever. You'll stand another time. Whatever happens to your body, if it's cancer, if it's the skin, whatever it is, whatever, there's a promise that you will stand again. And thank God for that. I'm glad of that. I don't know about you, but I've been there. I've been in the intensive care, and I've been where the doctors wasn't sure if I was going to live or not. And I just had a peace of God that passed all understanding. Might be because I didn't understand everything that was going on, part of it, but most of it is this. I know I'm saved. Yeah. Praise God. It's kind of like old John R. Rice one time. He's preaching hard against liquor and against alcohol and all of that business, and he's in a town that was just an alcohol town. And after the service one night, he's preaching in a tent revival. Two big guys, as everybody had left, and he was getting to his car, grabbed him and drug him away from his car and took him off in the edge of the woods, said, we're going to kill you if you don't quit preaching on alcohol. He said, I'm going to keep preaching. They said, well, we're going to kill you anyhow. He said, you can't threaten me with heaven. Thank God, if you kill me, I'm going to heaven. Listen, can I say something to you? What a promise. To know that whatever we're going through down here and whatever we face down here, it's just temporary. Old Job, boy, he said, I know my Redeemer lives. Because he loved me, because he died for me, I have a promise that I'm going to live forever. Thank God for that. Thank the Lord. But there's also, I said a while ago, in this one little statement, an awesome prophecy, he said this, I know I shall stand, but I know I shall see him. Thank God for that. Can I tell you, he hadn't forgot where you are. He knows where you are. He loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you into myself. There where I am, there you may be also. He's coming again, and you'll get to see him. You'll get to see him as a believer. If you leave this world today, you'll get to see him face to face. I've loved him and served him for a long time, but you'll get to see him if you leave this world. But one of these days, he's coming back for his bride, coming back for the church. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together to meet them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We'll get to see him. Thank God, I'm glad he's alive. I know. I know my Redeemer lives. I know I'm saved. I know I'm going to heaven. And thank God, I'm going to tell you one of the great assurances from this Bible is to know that heaven is your home. No matter what happens, you can know your Redeemer lives. I want to thank the Lord that I know Him. Do you know your Redeemer lives? He is alive right now. He'll be alive forevermore. He is your Redeemer. He's my Redeemer. And you need to know Him right now. Miss Tracy is going to come. And I want you to listen to a song I believe will bless your heart. God is so good. Will you bow your heads for just one brief moment? Heavenly Father, I pray right now the sweet Holy Ghost of God would speak to hearts. I pray, blessed Lord Jesus, that God, that not a man, old woman, a boy, or girl would leave here this morning without knowing their Redeemer. Our Father, I'm glad to be a pastor of this church. I'm glad you made me a part of Benson Grove Baptist Church. But Father, I know that's just a fringe benefit from being saved. And Father, you don't have to be a member of this church, anybody else's church, to be born again by the grace of God. And Father, I pray that people in the radio audience and internet audience and here in this building for the very first time in their life will receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to listen to this awesome song. Would you be seated for just one moment, and would you please bow your heads as you're seated this morning as Ms. Brenda begins to play and Brother Brad comes and whatever he feels led to do. I'm excited, but I stay excited because He lives with me. My sins are gone. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I would give you 5 cents for religion. I don't care if you're a Baptist, Assembly of God, Church of God, whatever you are. Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth. Do you know Him? Is He your Savior and Lord right now? Does He live in your life? If not, I want you to trust Him this morning. I want you to receive Him as your Savior. Everybody in this building at some point in time that's saved now and going to heaven, they were lost. They were sinners. Many of us didn't care a thing about the Bible, anything else, but something began to work in our heart. Something began to change. Our attitude about the Word of God, about things of God began to change. And there came over us a deep sense of our sin and that Jesus Christ really did love us and He died for us. I can't explain it to you. I can't explain it to you. It's a great, wonderful mystery. But when a person is convicted of the Holy Spirit of God and drawn by the Spirit of God, and they know they're lost and they know they're a sinner, Jesus becomes real to them. If they will turn in faith and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I receive You now. Come in my heart. Lord, I can't save myself. I can't do this on my own. But God, if You come in, make a change in my life. Save me right now. I could have so many in this church to stand. May not happen in a church service. May have happened at their home. Maybe in their car somewhere. Maybe in a revival, a camp meeting. Maybe in a Sunday school class, a vacation Bible school, as a young child or as a senior citizen. But whenever they were really born again by the grace of God, they personally had to receive Him. You got everything to gain and nothing to lose. And this morning, I want to ask you, will you receive Him as your Savior and Lord? He knows you. If I could save you, I'd do it. I don't even know you, many of you. If I could have you all your sins forgiven, if I could give you a piece of God that passed all understanding, if I could assure you you'd live forever, I'd sure do it because I've experienced it and I want everybody to know it. But I can't, but He can. And He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Would you call on Him right now? I'd be glad to lead you in a prayer where we have our heads bowed, eyes are closed. If you'll do that, will you receive Him right now? You know you're a sinner. You know you need to be saved. Everything to gain, nothing to lose. Will you pray this simple prayer? Dear Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. But Lord, I believe You bore all my sins in Your own body on the tree. Lord Jesus, I believe You died for me. You are my Redeemer. You paid my sin debt. And now I receive, Lord Jesus, You as my personal Savior, the free gift of salvation in a person in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for loving me and for saving me. Help me to love You and serve You. God, help me to be a blessing to others. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me and for dying for me and for saving me right now. I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, will you stand one more time? While we have our heads bowed, eyes are closed. Brother Brad, if God lead, whatever God leads you to do, if you sing a song while we're praying, I'd like, if you prayed this morning, if you asked Jesus to come in your heart, would you come? Let folk know that. We won't embarrass you, but we'd love to rejoice with you. If you're here and God's been speaking to your heart in some way, if we can pray with you, you come. And if you're here this morning, you're a Christian, and you just won't take another moment before we leave today. You've come and brought your 30 pieces of silver off, and you worship as the groups have sung and individuals sung. You worship as we shared the Word of God. But maybe just one time here on Easter Sunday morning, once again, you want to come and say, I know my Redeemer lives, and Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you that regardless of what happens to my body, I know one of these days I'll stand, one of these days I'll see you, and I'll be in the presence of God for all eternity.